Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Myah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, and yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, and yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has surely promised, without question, that all that men have done to hide the truth in the darkness must indeed come to light, and that all things that the Most High has spoken must, for salvation's sake, be brought to sure remembrance. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the promise of the Most High, I said the promise of the Most High to Abraham was always a covenant to seek all that is the pure and perfect will. I said all that is the pure and perfect will of the One Most High. We must understand, therefore, seeking the perfect will of the One Most High according to the truth of the gospel, according to the word of peace. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the word for peace in Hebrew and perfection, and the word for perfection relate the same concept. For man must overcome all the varying contentions, or let's just say contentions of difference, of thought forms that men have upheld, seeking the Most High to be true to all that is his command, that there be no strife or division or differences of opinion amongst us. The Most High told Abraham, I want to look at that in Genesis. The Most High told Abraham to seek him. Seek all that is his pure and perfect will. They said that that would be a blessing unto all the nations. The healing of a world unto the will of one. No other plan, my brothers and sisters, was ever declared but that which the Most High himself has decreed. And every, i.e. fallen, ideal of man is a deception. Foolishness, my brothers and sisters, whereby men have not sought what is fully the victory. What do I mean by that? My brothers and sisters, every lesser standard, every manner of lesser conscience, after which men seek to be justified, after less than the fullness of all the Most High declared, is bondage to the devices of another. Wherever men have sought to be justified after any partial standard, it has only opened the door for offenses wherein men have chosen not to seek all the Most High himself has forsworn. Is a covenant, a complete and pure covenant, after which we all are obligated in all things to agree. Stand for Messiah men in the dispensation of the gospel, where he said to his disciples, go forth in his spirit, he said, after the authority that has been granted him from on high. He said, he told his disciples in the power of his spirit that they should go forth to convert the minds of all the nations, convert them beyond all hard-heartedness, beyond all rebellion, beyond all of the pollutions and self-righteousness, self-righteous misimaginings of men, to seek the Most High, the power of his spirit that teaches all things. They do everything that he has commanded. My brothers and sisters, we need to look in Micaiah. You want to call it Matthew. Greek rendition. 20:18-20. Messiah said all power from on high. And all the precepts of the kingdom of the Most High. The way of peace the Most High would offer to this world. That authority, that doctrine, that truth must be taught among the people. All the nations converted unto the fullness of his will. He said to his disciples in that authority to go forth and teach all nations, baptizing them, converting them, purging them of all fallen standards that have come as a result of the fall. Teaching them to do everything that he has commanded. My brothers and sisters, if we are wise, we would understand what the scriptures actually mean in Genesis when it speaks of how man, the Most High, breathed in him the breath of life. And man became a living being, living soul. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the flesh of man was enlivened by when the scripture says he breathed into man the breath of life. That word for breath is neshama. And my brothers and sisters, in that word, we find the very essence of life itself. Man was made a living being. To commune as one in the thoughts of his maker after the power of the spirit of the one Most High. That word neshama contains in it many words. The word nacham which relates that man must seek the Most High beyond himself, unto the fullness of all that is divine will. The word Shem, relating the holy name, well, I want to get into the idea tonight that the scriptures describe the holy name as an oath unto seeking all that is the pure and perfect will of the One Most High. Each man, my brothers and sisters, seeking the Most High again beyond himself, even unto the ending of all strife. It is a shame that men have called upon the name of the Most High, each one according to his own carnality, the constraints of his own mind, not seeking the Most High beyond himself. Men, my brothers and sisters, seeking to exalt their selfish ambitions as if a multitude of partial and perverted standards after the short-sighted designs of men. Dare men believe that such corruption as this should be true to him who comes in the power of the Spirit to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, to show again the way of peace? In the book of Acts, it says that he comes for the restitution of all things, according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophet since world began. And whoever will not hearken to his testimony, Acts 3:18-23 says, will be cut off from among his people. Meaning that only those who will confirm the of his testimony shall have peace with the One Most High. The word, and that word, neshama, another word, my brothers and sisters, is the word shema. And the Most High has forsworn something, another attribute of his name. In that, we must understand something. Men have spoken about what they call the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have one others do unto you. But my brothers and sisters, that command is also an oath that we must seek the Most High, that we agree in the knowledge of his will, his name, his authority, that no man be deceived, and then all be brought to the rational knowledge of the truth. Both my brothers and sisters, in word and in deed, that there be no distraction, no dissuasion. Remember in Micaiah, in the 23rd chapter, Micaiah was well aware of the misexamples of the leaders. And he says, whatever they tell you to do, do it. But he said, not as they do it, for they say and do not. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, they discern not. He was talking about the leaders today. And the multitude of all their differences, as he did, spoke to them before, he speaks to them today. If all understood purely and completely, not only what is said, but why it is said, that all might agree in righteousness, man would exceed all the variant contentions of a multitude of partial standards, realizing that purity and completion offers one choice. Man would transcend all these differences to become true to the pure, perfect will of one, that we all, brothers and sisters, might agree in the oath that is the holy name, that declares him as he is, the great I am that I am, not as men imagine, not being divided by the misconceits of man. And my brothers and sisters, in the Shema, that the command which says, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Therefore, we must love and seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that we all discern him the same, as one. One scripture says in Ephesians, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, unity of the, for the unity of the faith. I'm talking about 3:16 through 4:17. Ephesians, even to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself. No one, my brothers and sisters, left alienated in mind after the ways of the Gentiles. For a multitude of variant standards, divided mind at government, can never ever be, my brothers and sisters, by the grace of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it unto one standard. The book of Jacob even goes as far as to tell us that ultimately, my brothers and sisters, whether we be of the seed, immediate seed of Israel, or whoever it is that converts unto the righteousness of the Holy One of Israel, that we be among the nations lacking wisdom in any way, we must ask the Most High to exceed all the variant standards of the rulers, not walking after any mockery or misrepresentation, but seeking the truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond all doubt, knowing that the Most High requires of us a perfect work, regardless of what have been our former orientations, regardless of where we might live upon this earth, regardless of the nation or previous denomination. Most High still requires of his people that he exceed all the variant contentions of men, and that the end result, my brothers and sisters, be that we are true to him beyond all the constraints, the short-sighted pride, misconceits, and selfish ambitions of men. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is that the holy name that declares the Most High is as he is, and that he does not change, is actually an oath declaring that we must seek the Most High true to all that he requires. Else, my brothers and sisters, we misrepresent him. And my brothers and sisters, what else does the devil seek to do but cause men to call upon the holy name after the vanities, standards displeasing, that my brothers and sisters by no means can bring us unto harmony, peace. Purity and completion offers one choice, leaving no room for divisions, no room for doubt, no room for arguments. For the scriptures have warned us at Isaiah, for instance, 1:18-20, that we must all learn what it is. I said we must all learn what it is to perfectly learn how to cooperate as one. That's the greatest gift the Most High can give, that we all reason together, and those who are willing to do this shall eat of the good of the land. But he said those who refuse to reason, who rebel and disobey, he said directly, my brothers and sisters, they would be delivered to the sword, in other words, cut off from among the people. And this the Most High himself has spoken. My brothers and sisters, this is what the Most High has promised. He said, in effect then, that only those who seek all that is his pure and perfect will, that we all learn and prove that we can reason together as one, seeking all that is his will, seeking to be rational and fair. That if we are willing to do this, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the misconceits that we have been taught and imploring and seeking the Most High diligently, that we all learn his one pure, perfect, and righteous way. We who can prove that we will be rational to discern divine purpose and what is necessary to conform to it. Gaining a foundation, my brothers and sisters, that proves that for all the Most High would speak, we would accept his word, his judgment, as just and right in all that he says and does. In this, my brothers and sisters, shall we prove that we are worthy to be called by his name, worthy to be called his people. And if we are his people, my brothers and sisters, after him who does not change, who is not divided, who is righteous, just, true, and unchanging, in his reason, if we are true to his name, perfectly and purely, how can we be anything else, my brothers and sisters, but a people in peace? The scriptures tell us, 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, that in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us, coming to the same understanding. And that we all, my brothers and sisters, function after one mind. Every single one of us, my brothers and sisters, seeking mutually in the knowledge of the truth, we all be educated. We all be brought to the light, and we all awaken to one holy covenant standard. No man came to divide our people after the expression or misconceits of a carnal mind that despises the law, the peace of the One Most High. Every partial standard that a man upholds is an argument against the truth the Most High from the beginning declared we all must conform to if we're going to be called true name. For he will confirm to seal and account as righteous only those who can be true to all that he has declared. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I would tell you that the scriptures declare that not only are the words we hear now an absolute require, a word that the Most High declares beyond all the nations required of us all to transcend the misrule of the leaders and the arguments of my brothers and sisters are a very necessary foundation to show that we would not turn back when indeed, my brothers and sisters, every obstacle is no more. All the obstacles of misrule are no more. And indeed, in that day, my brothers and sisters, the Most High shall begin to teach us things, updates, if you will, in the knowledge of the truth from year to year. Read Zephaniah around 14, 16 to 20. And understand, my brothers and sisters, all scriptures in the 40th chapter of Isaiah that relates around the 40th chapter of Isaiah. I need to find that for you exactly. That relates that Messiah will begin to declare in his appearing new things that we have not, that humanity has not heard and has not considered. My brothers and sisters, who is it that will seek the Most High? I said, yeah, I was correct. Isaiah 42 and 9, it said, the bold of former things to come to pass. This is Messiah in his appearing, saying, the former things have come to pass, and new things now do I declare. And before they spring forth, I tell you of them. How many of my brothers and sisters, discerning all the Most High has declared, will declare, or come to a dimension of foundation, that when the greater truths of the Most High, yet unspoken, are declared, they are prepared to listen. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will be found worthy. For quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, unless man can prove that he can accept all the Most High declared in right understanding, he does not show the Most High that he has a foundation firm enough to sustain the hope of peace. In that word, neshama, is also the word ama, my brothers and sisters. And it relates, in fact, a multiple concept that my brothers and sisters, the master must be servant. And only my brothers and sisters, the servant that is willing to serve for the greater good of all. Seeking the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, that he have more with which to help his brother. Only that one, my brothers and sisters, is worthy, called after the name of the master. In other words, my brothers and sisters, we must understand this truth. Whoever will be master must first be an awesome student. He must receive the gift of divine knowledge, counting it a gift and respecting it, that we may offer to the Most High what unto him is honorable. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High did not make mankind after his spirit to watch men argue. The only way we can honor the one Most High is that we all, in his name, become one. 2 Corinthians, my brothers and sisters, says it this way. realizing that every man who will call upon the holy name is obligated to resonate as one in the thoughts of his maker, ultimately unto the thoughts of his maker and his maker alone. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. Our weapons are not carnal, not of the limitations of an ordinary carnal mind, but of the inspiration of the Most High, but mighty through Yah, to the casting down, how about a false imagination? How about every undisciplined, unreasonable, irrational thought? Every errant, in other words, casting outside every errant idea. Casting aside, my brothers and sisters, whatever perceptions would be an obstacle against our fullness of awakening. He said our weapons are not carnal. They should not be carnal after the flesh to the exaltation of short-sighted fleshly ambitions that deny the promise, the peace, the plan of the Most High. And most have no clue as to what is that plan. My brothers and sisters, for those of you who would discern what your leaders have sought that you not understand, please, on my website, hiddengospel.com, there is an article there that you need to examine. There are quite a few, in fact. Articles like at www.hiddengospel.com, the article called Prophetic Proof, the article Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, article called The Secret City Prophecies, and another that I would strongly suggest amongst some 50-odd articles there is an article called at hiddengospel.com called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We all must discern fully and completely in all things the one plan. And Messiah said, if any man seek to deceive his brother, not to seek fully what all is contained in the law and the prophets, he shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Whoever does not seek to a sense of what is divine righteousness beyond the leaders who subdivide the word and refuse to teach so much. He said, unless your righteousness exceed, unless your knowledge of divine will and law, your communion with the Most High be greater than that of your leaders who hide so much truth. In fact, I had many pastors to tell me point blank about a lot of scriptures saying that they don't speak about those things in their churches. But my brothers and sisters, they have already defied their divine command unto the damnation of many. Divide in the minds against the will of one. My brothers and sisters, I've had many tell me point blank that in their minds, they did not see it as their responsibility to be the kind of example that the scriptures actually relate that men must be, because they say that they must uphold that denominational, national, or they call it church, but still yet worldly allegiances. They told me things like these pastors have said many times to me, that the people are willing to buy it, they are willing to sell it. Many seek comfort after partial standards, polluted standards, misconceits common to the irrationalities of man. But the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will accept none of this. Faith in him must be faithfulness unto the fullness of all that he declares. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, will understand this? Again, 2 Corinthians 3, 10, 3 through 6, our weapons are not carnal, not after the limitations of the flesh, but mighty through Yah, unto the casting down of all false imaginations. That means thoughts, my brothers and sisters, not originating in the spirit, must be cast down. Casting down of all false imaginations and casting down all strongholds. In other words, whatever would act as a constraint, bondage to misconceits, partialities, casting down false imaginations and strongholds. And every false thing, every fallen short thing that would be an obstacle to stand against the greater knowledge of Yah. And it says, we are ready to revenge all disobedience. In other words, there are many who say they would reprove others. But the scripture says, look first to discern how to get the beam blent out of your own eye. Scripture says, we are ready to revenge all disobedience, or to rebuke all disobedience, all misunderstanding, all irreverence, all rebellion against the truth. He says, when your obedience is made complete. How many of us then, my brothers and sisters, understand that the promised reward of the Most High is not unto those who say they are faithful, but still yet would uphold disobedience? The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is an immutable oath. It does not change. I'm going to look at the Hebrews in a minute. But before I do, I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, there's another scripture in 2 Corinthians. What it actually says at 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, we need to read around 4:1, then 3 through 4 in particular. And scriptures where it relates. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We must understand these things. It's important, it's in fact imperative that we do. Heaven help us. Please understand, brothers and sisters, listen to me closely. There are many times the scriptures have been taken out of context. That men not understand that subjection, continual subjection to the misrule of the leaders is in fact, my brothers and sisters, a damnable sin. You say we must convert unto his righteousness, seeking all that he declares, despite all the variant constraints, anomalies, and injustices of the rulers. What does it say in Revelation 19:11-21? Messiah will come with a word like a sharp two-edged sword, with discipline like a rod of iron, to reprove all the nations. There is an exceeding word that we must comprehend. And none of the rulers or pastors who would deny any of the words of the Most High, none of them, my brothers and sisters, shall be, as some might hope, a shield against the wrath that is to come upon all those who would maintain disobedience, or any, if you will, fallen standard. For the leaders themselves are sin. When they teach the people to deny any part of the law of the Most High, and many, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, are rebellious, rebellious against the law of the Most High, simply because for so many generations, men have not together, beyond all doubt, discerned what indeed is that law. I'd like you to consider with me, again, 2 Corinthians. The Apostle Shaul says, seeing therefore that we have this ministry, we have received mercy, in other words, grace from the Most High. The Holy Spirit and the Spirit of grace teaches all things, no lie in it. In other words, he said that in this we faint not. He said he would strive that every man be made complete unto all good works. Please read around 1 Corinthians, Colossians, around 1:17, and realize it through the second chapter that the apostle is rebuking all the principalities and powers who would cause people to not discern the word and the truth of its intents. He says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, in other words, they had a call from the Most High directly for the healing of the people, as we have received this mercy, this hope, the salvation of man, the making whole of man, again after the truth of the Spirit. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, John 15:6, 15 through 17, 26 through 27, 17 and 9. 17th chapter says, no man has a right to ask the Most High for his spirit. Jacob, James 1 and 1 through 8, 17 through 21. No man has a right to ask the Most High, petition the Most High for his spirit. As he will is willing to seek the Most High for all the Most High declares that there be no divisions amongst us. Hear me. He says, we have therefore renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. A liar will never tell you wherein he is hiding the truth. Where, after fallen standards, he is seeking to deceive, make a fool of you, to presume that you have discerned enough when there's so much more yet still to be discerned. So we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Yah deceitfully. How about deceitfully, that you do not receive so much as that is still yet to be perceived? But my manifestation, revelation, enlightenment, and the knowledge of the truth. How about my brothers and sisters, all that is faith, faithful, seeking beyond self unto the will of one, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Yah. Many of my brothers and sisters, humbling ourselves unto the duty of seeking all truth for the greater good of all, unto the honor of one Most High. But he said, if our gospel, if this pure, perfect word that transcends all the nations be hid, how about by the nations, by their rulers, by those who uphold the partial standards upon which the multitude of nations have been established? And understand, it is not of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things that you have a multitude of fallen nations. And by that, my brothers and sisters, what I mean is that the multitude of various nations that men uphold today, and those allegiances not upholding the fullness of truth, that after which men seek comfort after fallen standards, all of them are sin. Scripture says, should we continue in sin? How about the fallen standards? Are the lesser allegiances? Our allegiances to the lesser standards of men, shall we continue after these and expect the favor, the grace, the mercy of the Most High to abound? It is the mercy of the Most High, the grace of the Most High, that he reveals the exceeding truth of his will unto his kingdom. And no less, my brothers and sisters, is acceptable unto a kingdom of peace. We must show that we can attain the victory, discerning beyond every false, fallen standard, and every false doctrine that stands against the knowledge of the truth. Let us consider, but say, if our gospel, its word beyond all the various standards of the nations, if it be hid, if men be blind to it, it says it's here to them that are lost. How about it's hid by them who would mislead the people? Let us discern the real meaning of the words. 2 Corinthians 4:4. They said, in whom, they're putting it down here, the gods. It says, in whom the gods of this world. How about the kings of this earth? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In whom the kings of this earth. So that word actually means have blinded the minds of them which believe not. In other words, hear me. There are many truths of the Most High that because men have not discerned, believed, or because the rulers have been silent concerning these things, and the people have not sought the Most High diligently enough. There are many truths after which, my brothers and sisters, the people have been blinded and dissuaded not to recognize with reverence the preciousness of these words. He said, in whom the kings of this world have blinded the minds of the people, that they, how about my brothers and sisters, that they believe not. lest the light, the exceeding and variant eternal word of the glorious gospel of the Messiah, of the Anointed One, who is the image or the expression of the Most High Yah, should shine unto them. There are many of my brothers and sisters who preach concerning themselves, seeking to exalt their own conscience, and my brothers and sisters therefore denying the one and only salvation, the one and only man being made whole unto the fullness of the initial spirit of which he was made a living soul. My brothers and sisters, we must ask why it is that when man was created, given the breath of life, the spirit of Neshama, by the seeking all things, communion with the Most High, true in all things, how is it, my brothers and sisters, how is it that man today must petition the Most High for the gift of that spirit? I said must petition the Most High for the gift of that spirit. This is the thing. Scripture tells us that no man is worthy to receive of that spirit unless he is willing, my brothers and sisters, to exalt and seek fully righteousness of that one spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, that all might unto the Most High as one agree. Again, my brothers and sisters, when we understand that we must all resonate as one mind, with one love, discerning one standard, true unto the Most High, then will man not be so quick to fall to foolish pride. For my brothers and sisters, again, Messiah will come. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, woe to those who just presume that they will discern. I have already discerned all that for which he, according to the scriptures, in the fullness of their implications, hold all mankind accountable. It's time we discern far better, brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Regretfully, there are many who say today they know the Messiah as he is. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to consider such scriptures as those at Isaiah 45 and 6, Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Better to look at that, for instance, in a text that uses the Dead Sea Scrolls, such as the NASB, RSV, NIV. In those verses, it's important. Those verses be understood from that context. I'll explain in a moment. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, realizing that that scripture at Isaiah 59, 19 through 21 is at Ephesians 6, relating it as latter-day prophecy. And what those scriptures tell us is that there's one, the Most High, foreordained that he would bring the children of Israel out of a Babylon West. Well, excuse me. How about first out of a Babylon East? And my brothers and sisters, there's one who actually did this some 2,700 years ago. And when Messiah came 2,100 years ago, if you will, at Luke 1:67, and 178, called by the same title that we find in Revelation 22:16, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is it that wore that title, my brothers and sisters? but one who came to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to bring Israel out of Babylon, out of confusion, some 2,700 years ago. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, if you read that article on my website at hiddengospel.com, Prophetic Proof, and the article Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, you will find that indeed, my brothers and sisters, the early church knew Messiah to be exactly that one. In fact, so much so, the Messiah qualified himself as Messiah by saying, in effect, in Revelation 22:16, that he is that one. Revelation 22:16, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Revelation 16:12 calls him the King of the East, the same one that is mentioned at Isaiah 40-41, where in Elijah, had a Yahoo-like voice, declared the coming of the King, and he is called the Righteous One from the East. My brothers and sisters, in the latter days, according to Isaiah 45, according to Isaiah 45:6, according to Isaiah 24:10-16, the one that comes out of that city, as it was prophesied in Numbers 24:14-19. The one that comes, my brothers and sisters, in Hosea, saying he will bring back his people and his sons will come trembling from the west. According to Isaiah 45:6, Isaiah 59, the one who brings again the standard of peace that men have known not. My brothers and sisters, without question, that one who restored the covenant once and for all, that it no longer departs, must be the Messiah. It says he will honor him. Honor the name of the Most High. Revere the name of the Most High. Discern the Most High for all that he requires. And the rising of the sun to the west across the whole world unto peace. My brothers and sisters, that must be the Messiah. But how many of us understand or are ready to believe that this will be the third? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the third time around. If you don't know what Messiah is prophesied, was prophesied by Isaiah a few hundred years before, well, not even quite that long. If you don't know what Isaiah prophesied, then Messiah would do. Not even that long. Not even more than 100 years. You don't know what Isaiah prophesied that Messiah would come to do and did 2,700 years ago. You don't understand what he comes to do in these latter days. If you notice, I have 2 Corinthians 4:1-3-4. It relates to the Messiah must come to prove foolish the various doctrines of the leaders and declare there's only one gospel, one salvation, one being made whole unto the fullness of divine purpose. In fact, Isaiah 40:27-41:4. And Malachi 2:16-3 and 4. Need to read out to the ninth verse. But this Messiah must expose not only all the kings, but also all the priests of this world, for none of them have declared fully what is the word of peace, worthy and honorable unto the kingdom of Yah. No partial standard, my brothers and sisters, is capable of making peace. Think about it. You got 45,000 denominations out here across 280-odd nations, all having partial standards. And for all the standards that men have created, none of them has the Most High counted worthy to be called peace. In fact, Messiah must restore that pure, perfect standard, that in all things he be pleased. And he said that none other but the Messiah himself that he has chosen will surely bring forth indeed what is that answer and solution toward genuine justice. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 41:21-42:4 relates that the nations and rulers of the world have not preached the gospel. They have not preached, my brothers and sisters, what is indeed the solution unto peace. In fact, they've taken counsel against what the Most High will reveal by his anointing, taking counsel against the Most High, against his anointed. That's why the scripture says, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? But they're taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. No peace, my brothers and sisters, and peace is the only offering the Most High will be pleased with. What does it say in Revelation 19? For righteousness' sake, he will judge and make war. It says he would travel to reprove the nations. And then will he make peace. He will smite them and then make peace. Read Isaiah 40, my brothers and sisters, 27 through around 41, 5, and understand. It's time we comprehend, my brothers and sisters, the holy name that men have greatly slandered. Due to the book of Hebrews. Yes, to the book of Hebrews. Particularly, I'd like to look at let's see, the sixth chapter. Well, how about talk about growing in the knowledge of Yah? We have an obligation to do so if we wish to attain the prophets. But I'd like to go straight to something because our time is limited and is late, and I do not intend to carry the show to extremely late in the night. I just wanted to relate a few points. It says at Hebrews 6 and 11, he said, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. How about my brothers and sisters under all the Most High calls perfect and complete? Revelation 2:26 to 3 and 6. So we gain our souls if we seek the perfect will of Yah. He said, we do not seek the perfect will of Yah. He said, come against you with the sword of his mouth. Meaning, he would declare that your perfect word that decides whether you will serve the Most High or some fallen standard after which the Most High cannot be pleased. This is the word of Yah discerns the thoughts and intents of every heart, whether or not men will seek all the precepts of Yah or seek to be justified by the standards of another. For there are none of the standards of another and the conscience that is beyond all worldly contradiction. It says, and we desire that every one of you show the same diligence in all, whether it's our brothers, is all seeking the truth for the good of one another. What is called the golden rule. I've heard men talk about it, saying that the scriptures are saying, do unto others, you will have others do unto you. But we must understand, my brothers and sisters, that is a divinely centered statement. Desirous that we all discern what is the pure, perfect will of the Most High, that none offend, and that all discern, my brothers and sisters, what is justice before Yah. True to my brothers and sisters, the divine purpose for his people, that none be dissuaded, and all be strong in the knowledge of the truth, not to turn away. And we desire that every one of you show the same diligence, same deliverance, my brothers and sisters, perseverance, full assurance of the hope. How about the hope of peace and completion? My brothers and sisters, peace, perfection. If we can uphold and commend ourselves to the Most High, hold ourselves in the Most High, seeking all that is his will. Where's room for differences? And that you be not slothful, but follow them who, through faith, how about faithfulness, seeking the will of one, and patience, perseverance, will inherit the promises. What did the Most High tell Abraham? If you walk after my perfect will, this will be a blessing to all nations, the healing, oneness of all nations, true to the will of one. But the gospel go forth and teach all nations everything. Look at Genesis 17, 1 through 9 and understand, because the Most High wants the people born not after the flesh, but my brothers and sisters beyond their flesh, a progeny after the Spirit teaches all things. Anything less falls short of purpose. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is not the Spirit of the One Most High. To be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and perseverance inherit the promises, promised the Most High, promised. One day a people made righteous shall rule. again at Genesis 17, 1 through 9. And when Yah made the promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, he and the Most High swore by himself. That means that all who are called upon the name of the Most High swear to seek the Most High beyond themselves. When it says, comfort ye, O my people, knock them. That word, neshama, seeking beyond ourselves, prepare for peace, prepare for oneness. For the king is coming. And if you look at Isaiah 43, 41, it talks about him being the king, the righteous one. There's one called the righteous one from the east. One righteous like the rising of the sun that cast out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. Why did Messiah call himself king of the east in Revelation? Mm-hmm. Revelation 16 and 12. Morning star, king of the east. So sun rises in the east. The morning star is the sun. And cast out all the darkness. Cast out all the seams bright in the night. Cast out all the seams darkness when men have no light. Well, all the seams light where men have no light. Better way to put it. But my brothers and sisters, so much to what men have called light today has indeed only been darkness. Beacons of light, my brothers and sisters, still yet hide the truth. And with none of these can the Most High be pleased. It's the grace of Yah, the gift of the Most High, when we are granted access to that exceeding wisdom. For man bound after the flesh, judging after what his eyes see, and it is here, according to Isaiah 11, are people still in bondage to wicked men, lawless men, who in their lawlessness are not lawful and stand against the hope of peace. As the scripture says, when they are removed, then shall knowledge of Yah cover the earth, the waters cover the sea, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all this holy mountain. That is the peace. When all that has been hidden from mankind is again revealed. Hebrews 6 and 12, be not slothful, but follow them who through faith and patience, perseverance, seeking to be made pure-minded after the will of one. You inherit the promises. Double-minded government, what we see today, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, was never about the grace or the gift of Yah. So all these contentions, again, that we see amongst us, scattered among the nations, in this nation of many nations, all these fallen short standards after which men have sought hypocritical compromise, calling it religious freedom to define the Most High, calling right wrong. And calling it wrong to be right. All this must be overcome. When Yah made the promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless thee. How about bring his people, those who are faithful, seeking the will of one, he will bless, make one. That's what it means to be blessed in this case. My brothers and sisters, all are cursed for all they might attain in this world. What is it, my brothers and sisters? Man would give in exchange for a soul. What purpose is it, my brothers and sisters? Man gain the whole world and lose his soul. Does he have anything with which to enjoy the physicality in this world, a materiality in this world in which he delights? Think again. Man must inherit the resurrection. No soul, my brothers and sisters, will be found worthy of that resurrection, but soul, my brothers and sisters, the souls of them who are proven wise beyond all rebellion against reason, wise beyond all rebellion. Better way of putting it, I believe. We become wise beyond all rebellion against reason. Saying, surely I will bless thee, but he was talking about those who seek his perfect will. There is no blessing in the multitude of divisions, damnation, misopinion, misunderstanding. You have to swear, seeking, my brothers and sisters, we all, if you swear by the name of the Most High, must seek his greater will. Not after the vanity of that, for the vanity of that which does not please. Not after the imaginings of men, after their own ambitions and plans, which do not please our peace. and multiplying, I will multiply thee. If we read those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, remembering also what's in Isaiah 51, when he tells his people to look to Abraham, your father, and Sarah will conceive you. He was telling his people, my brothers and sisters, to seek the righteousness of Yah beyond all the fallen standards of the nations. And that is what is prophesied that Messiah again will do on these latter days. He said, whoever would walk after the spark that he would kindle, seeming wisdom of man. He said, this you will have in my hand, you will lie down in sorrow. So whoever does not have that exceeding wisdom, it says, let him trust in him as called by the name of the Most High. One who is an oath, who is physically then, my brothers and sisters, as called by the Most High, an oath unto seeking all that is divine righteousness, that there be no divisions among us. The one who is called Shiloh for the regathering of the people, a lawgiver, the perfect law of the Most High, the perfect will of the Most High, unto the attaining of the promises of the Most High, must be a law and can be the only hope for peace. Wherever men choose to renounce or disregard any part of the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not only denial against the hope of peace for mankind, but denial against the holy name itself. And no man will be confirmed true to the Most High. No one will be sealed as true to the name of the Most High, but those who will seek all that is his will. What does scripture say in Isaiah 48? God said, a people will swarm by his name, but not in truth, not under all righteousness. And such a people must be refined, because Most High will not give his glory or call honorable any other. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, to understand. Man has been dealt in holy name much gross injustice. Leaders of this world seeking to maintain fallen standards didn't want to tell you what the true plan of the Most High. Didn't want to tell you that the rulers of this earth, the kings of this world, have blinded the minds after their multitude of differences that men have not discerned the absolute. And only pretended to be wise, and then pretending to be wise and compelling others to be satisfied with this arrogance and ignorance. Many of my brothers and sisters have been seduced, never to have attained the promise that only comes in coming to reason together, perfect will of Yah. What do you think all these 45,000 denominations and 280 nations are? Why would they all be rebuked by Messiah and his appearing? Why does it say in Isaiah 34, for instance, that wrath of the Most High will be against all the nations? It is because all the nations, our brothers and sisters, have misrepresented him, have misrepresented the Most High. And for all they claim to be after the anointing of the Spirit that will teach all things honorable, for all that they have not made peace, because everyone wants to. The idea is they always sought to be champions for somebody's misery, champions for somebody's fallen standards, a champion for somebody's hypocrisy. People want to, they want to even buy someone or tell them that their negligence with regard to the law of the Most High is somehow still acceptable. Malachi 2:17. Men have dared to preach. Everyone has evil, fallen way is still good in the sight of the Most High, still whole. At the most of the fallen standards, still whole, still good, still acceptable in the sight of the Most High, and that he even delights in the most of the partial standards. Absolutely not. Scripture says, therefore, Messiah must come to restore all righteousness as of old, as in former years, as pleasing unto Yah. Didn't say that anything less would be pleasing. Else there will be no need to send Messiah after the Spirit that teaches all things to do so, to teach all things, to preach fully what is the gospel that releases man from his bondage to those who hide the truth. Be no need to send Messiah, my brothers and sisters, the leaders were already doing according to what is dutiful for good and faithful servants. scripture says in the last days, the government leaders have not done their job, the Messiah must come to do it. To perform and teach all that is divine pleasure. Shall he be pleased, my brothers and sisters, and those who would stand against the awakening of that message? Again, my brothers and sisters, the holy name is an oath to seek all that is divine will, that no man be dissuaded, and that men truly honor the Most High as he is. Look at this, Hebrews 6:15. And so after he had patiently endured, he had obtained the promise. After he patiently persevered, seeking the Most High, seeking him for all that he did not know. And Most High told me long ago to pray this prayer. Father, I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I need to know. I don't know where something has been stuck in my head that might be an obstacle against me discerning the greater dimensions of truth. But Father, you know. And I know if you don't tell me, I won't know. There must be that humble respect. Words very precious, my brothers and sisters, but only for the most humble and diligent, reverent soul. I want you to hear what these words have to say. Talking about attaining the promise, that means obtaining the perfecting of his being. To teach that there must be such an example that others might follow. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, Hebrews 6:16. For men verily swear by the greater. How about to seek beyond themselves? And you say, whoever calls coming with endeavor two or more, you get his name. See, he is there in the midst. There's a hope of discerning, my brothers and sisters, by an inspired counselor. To discern, my brothers and sisters, the things that we have not considered that we might consider and reason together as one. He says, hear me. For men verily swear by and make an oath to one greater than themselves. Says he is our peace, if you will. Oath for confirmation. How about confirmation in the name of the Most High? It's them an end of all strife. Words so, my brothers and sisters, that in the we all had knowledge of what's in the book of Enoch that calls the name of the Most High an oath. He says, I am that I am, and not as he is not. Whoever call upon his name must seek to become like unto him who is indeed in all things the Master. Most High has declared he is the great I am that I am, that he does not change, that he is the eternal one, that the standard after which men might attain life, peace, partakers with the people of peace. There's a constant standard, my brothers and sisters. What did he say? That he would bring the restoration, the restitution of all things according to all the Most High spoke with the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. That all through the course of ages should have always looked forward to the day when Messiah comes to reprove every, to rebuke every fallen standard. And those who believe to trust in him, seeking the greater truth that had long has been hidden. And those who believe in him, my brothers and sisters, might be worthy of preservation. Yes, I said worthy of preservation. But why should the Most High preserve or be a constant, what would choose to be a constant misexample? That you know, my brothers and sisters, you swear by him who is greater. What do you swear by? Brothers and sisters, you must understand, you must swear and hold and pray that you understand what the Most High means when he says, I am that I am. If you don't know what that is, it means you must seek him for that greater understanding. What does the scripture say? Beyond all the various ideas that, that our people have had scattered among the nations, the book of Jacob they call James, they say we lack that wisdom, that absolute discretion. Beyond all these differences, we must ask of Yah. He didn't say the varied rulers among men would awaken you to this truth. He said you must ask of Yah. And if you have no desire to see beyond the double-mindedness the divided-mindedness, the hypocrisy, the democracy. Yes, what they call democracy is indeed divided rule, divided mind. If you want to sustain the barriers against men discerning the will of one, though you might ask, he said, do not think that you're worthy to receive anything from the One Most High. The time of awakening, my brothers and sisters, is now. That man might be made whole, for man was created collectively to mutually resonate after the thoughts of his maker. And nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is true worship in spirit and in truth. Hebrews, my brothers and sisters, when it talks about we must transcend the provocation in the wilderness. Still talking about the same thing, about the people keeping the Shabbat, the Most High. That we all, in the times appointed, might know the way, the one way of peace. All teaching again the same thing. But my brothers and sisters, men all teaching differently. And the holy times unto the Most High have not kept the observed holy, the holy day, nor the feasts of the Most High. And again, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 56 talks about, after looking at Isaiah 55, it said, let the wicked man forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. He said, because his word, my brothers and sisters, will perform all that for which he declared. He said, let the wicked man forsake his thoughts, for your thoughts have not been like his thoughts, and your ways not like his ways. And my brothers and sisters, they must be. That is why he reveals again his righteousness. And in the Shabbat and feasts of the Most High, beyond every fallen standard of men, we all speak together as one. We all, my brothers and sisters, he said, might have a hope of being partakers in what he has declared when he said, what? His house should be called a house of prayer for all people. But the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have sought like evening wolves to devour the people. And scripture says every one of them has turned aside after his own way. Yes, my brothers and sisters, every single one, not compelling the people to fully realize what it means, is that the righteous man, one who seeks all that is divine will, not discerning that it is the righteous man, again, my brothers and sisters, who seek all that is right, all that is fair, all that is just, it is that man, my brothers and sisters, that shall escape the wrath that is to come. Why should the Most High preserve him this example? Talks about in those scriptures in Isaiah 57 how men have mocked the Most High, even the Holy One of Israel, because they praised their kings, leaders treacherous against the Spirit and daring to call themselves kings, leaders treacherous against the fullness of what is divine will and daring to call themselves kings. He says, you've mocked the Most High. You worshiped a mockery, a mist. Design, a disemulation, a false concept of him, false worship, daring to call it religious freedom. My brothers and sisters, the Most High never told anybody they were free to teach however they will. But my brothers and sisters, the one who has not the knowledge of divine command, how can he be a messenger? Scriptures tell us in Romans, gracious, if I desire for Israel, they might be saved, that all might be weighed, made one, seeking full understanding. That's what the word epinosis, where they put down true knowledge, really means. Say, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. He said, there are many, however, who have had the law, but not have sought. If by faith, faithful unto the will of one, seeking beyond themselves. He said, watch out, but not all have heard, that they might preach the gospel, that they might preach the fullness of a word. False prophets, then, my brothers and sisters, those teach fallen standards. not seeking the fullness of all the Most High declared, keeping the people blind, conning themselves wise, while they dismiss, not only the greater word, but anyone who would speak it. What are those who would seek to obscure the darkness? But the darkness seems to be light. All who would do so, all who reject the truth while it is being revealed, all who reject the truth, my brothers and sisters, that must be revealed, are counted the servants of another. For there is no contention against the knowledge of the truth in those in whom the Most High has implanted the genuine knowledge of His will. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said that oath, then, my brothers and sisters, a confirmation, a seal, Revelations 6, chapter 7, talks about the only being those being confirmed with the seal of the Most High, those who come to mark of the marks of the beast, the standards of the beast nations. That word Goyim means. Those who come to the standards of the nations after which men have been divided against the knowledge of the truth. Babylon, this is all confusion. All those who exceed this doctrines of confusion that blind the mind. We conceal, let's just say, confirm, seal in the holy name, hid in the righteousness of Yah, if you will, having their robes washed white, and their allegiances washed pure of all misallegiance in the blood of the Lamb. What did he give his life for? He said, if I do not go, the Comforter will not come. Meaning that the Holy Spirit is given that men might be taught the fullness of the righteousness of Yah, that they might exceed the unrighteousness of men. What do you say? The Spirit of the Most High is upon me. Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin, bringing all things to remembrance, reproving every standard after which men have fallen. After that Spirit, my brother and sister, he said, the Spirit of Yah is upon him. So it is today. Tied into the whole word, the sure word. We're beyond all worldly mismachinations. Preach good tidings, the whole word, to the meek, those who are humble enough to receive it. To open the eyes of those whose eyes have been blinded by the bars of of an invisible cage and an invisible war. Open the eyes of the blind, release the captives, declare the acceptable, the acceptable time of the Most High. When he would, what? Forgiveness for all sin. For those, my brothers and sisters, who would transcend all that has been to every standard and misadministration of men. My brothers and sisters, the holy name has always been what men swear allegiance to. But the dispensation of gospel, coming, baptizing and being converted in the name of the Most High, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit to do everything that He declared unto peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The world seeks to take away that peace. John 14, he said, if you seek all His will, seeking to preserve it so you don't lose it, so then He would offer you that Spirit. Please understand. So Yah willing more abundantly shown to the heirs of the promise, those who seek the perfect will of Yah, the immutability of His counsel, His word, His testimony. He said He confirmed it by an oath. Even by an oath in His own name. My brothers and sisters, an immutable word. That men might have consolation, peace, refuge, to lay hold upon the hope of peace that is set before us. Thanking the Most High for every year that He brings near. This has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, under His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.
God once was a dream.